access VOA News via remote. Venezuela's socialist government said it would suspend negotiations with its opponents in retaliation for the extradition to the U.S. of a close ally of President Nicolas Maduro to face money laundering charges. The announcement capped a tumultuous day that saw businessman Alex Saab placed on a U.S.-bound plane in Cape Verde after a 16-month flight or fight by Maduro and allies, including Russia, who consider the Colombian-born businessman a Venezuelan diplomat. Six American oil executives held on house arrest were picked up by security forces and would may be a sign that relations between Washington and Caracas could be upended after months of quiet diplomacy since U.S. President Joe Biden entered the White House. Pakistan has opened its air trade route for the first time to commercial cargo destined to landlocked Afghanistan to help Afghanistan's Taliban government deal with a deepening economic crisis. Mohammed Sadiq, Pakistan's special representative for Afghanistan, tweeted Saturday that Islamabad International Airport is now open for high-value Afghan transit trade. Sadiq said that a chartered aircraft brought various industrial inputs to Islamabad on Friday, and the Afghan transit cargo was then loaded into containers being transported by road to Kabul through a crossing on the Afghan border. Bilateral transit treaty enacted in 1965 and renegotiated in 2010, with the United States mediating, grants Kabul the right to conduct duty-free international trade through Pakistan –